Peace, y'all. Welcome to another episode of the Comrades Classroom Podcast. We are finally back. On this episode, we listen to a speech from Haunani K. Trask, a scholar, poet, and champion of sovereignty for the Hawaiian people. Her life's work was dedicated to the liberation and self-determination for the indigenous people of Hawaii. This month, our curriculum is centered around her best-known book, Notes from a Native Daughter, Colonialism and Sovereignty in Hawaii, which was published in 1993. We thought it would be fitting to study her best-known speech, which she gave at the Lalani Palace in Honolulu on January 17, 1993, which was also the centennial of the illegal overthrow of the Hawaiian people. If you fuck with the work that we do and you want to help keep our programs running, there are $5, $10, and $20 donation levels on our Patreon, which is a crucial fund for our work. Joining and sharing is the best way to help keep our program stable for the long term. We'll talk to y'all soon. Everything for everyone, nothing for ourselves. Free the land.
Excuse me, everyone, I have a brief announcement to make. Jesus was black, Ronald Reagan was the devil, and the government is lying about 9/11. Thank you for your time, and good night.
You're having that dream where you made the white people riot, weren't you?
But I was telling the truth.
How many times have I told you you better not even dream about telling white folk the truth? You understand me? Shoot. Making white people riot. You better learn how to lie like me. I'm going to find me a white man and lie to him right now.
I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea bright. The same spark that lights the dark so that you can know your left from your right. I am the ballad in your box, the bullet in the gun, the inner glow that lets you know to call your brother son. The story that just begun, the promise of what's to come. And I will remain a soldier till the war is won.
Aloha to you, my love to you, because you are still here. The intention was to kill every one of us, and we are still here 100 years to the day that the racist American country took our sovereignty. I am not an American. 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 Do you think they can hear us now? You think John Y. Hey is listening? You think Dan Inouye is listening? How about the Office of Hawaiian Affairs? We are not American. We are not American. We are not American. We are not American. Say it in your heart. Say it when you sleep. We are not American. We will die as Hawaiians. We will never be Americans. I am here to explain what sovereignty is. Sovereignty, as many people say, is a feeling. The other day in the paper, I read sovereignty is aloha. It's love. Later on, someone said it's pride. No. Sovereignty is government. Sovereignty is government. It is an attribute of nationhood. We already have aloha. We already have pride. We already know who we are. Are we sovereign? No, because we don't have a government, because we don't control a land base. Sovereignty is not a feeling. It is the power of government. It is political power. It is politics. Hawaiians are always being told, especially at the university, join the Democratic Party. I am here to tell you that my grandfather helped to found the Democratic Party, and I repudiate it in front of everyone. I repudiate the Democratic Party just like I repudiate the Republicans. If the Republican Party gave us sugar, the Democrats gave us Waikiki. If the Republican Party gave us racism, the Democrats gave us another form of racism. We are not 50% Hawaiian. We are Hawaiian, period. Many years ago, the Soviet Union, now called Russia, invaded Europe and divided it up. Recently, Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. The Soviet Union is no longer in Europe. Saddam Hussein has been pushed out of Kuwait, but the United States has not been pushed out of Hawaii. They invaded this place. They brought the Marines here. They took our queen. They put her in prison. Maha'oe haole, racist haole. We will never forget any more than the people in Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia forgot, any more than the Maori of Aotearoa forgot, any more than the Tahitians forgot against the French. We will never forget what the Americans have done to us. Never, 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 never. The Americans, my people, are our enemies. And you must understand that. They are our enemies. They took our land. They imprisoned our queen. They banned our language. They forcibly made us a colony of the United States. America always says they are democratic. Lies! That is a lie! They have never been democratic with Native people. They have never been democratic with Indians. They have never been democratic with Hawaiians. The United States of America is the most powerful imperialist country in the world. In the world! They control the United Nations. They control the Pacific Ocean. All these nuclear submarines circulating throughout the Pacific. The United States of America is a death country. It gives death to Native people. And the only way to fight the United States of America is to be political. Hawaiians must learn to be political. They must learn to analyze. We cannot say any longer, oh, they are Hawaiian, make nice, a'ole, a'ole. Hawaiians were fierce. And people tell me, how many, you are so un-Hawaiian. I tell them, how would you know? How would you know what a Hawaiian is? We have been so brainwashed with missionary bullshit. Be nice. Kamehameha was a warrior. He made war. His father Kahekili was a warrior. He made war. When did Hawaiians lose their land? When they stopped making war. That's the truth. That is the truth. Give up Christianity. I say that to you right now. Give it up because it tells our people, ho'oponopono, make nice. I say, ku'e, 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 ku'e. Fight, fight, fight. Don't make nice. Never make nice. When people say to me, how many you should speak softly? How many you should bear in your heart aloha for the governor? Let me tell you about the governor, the first elected Hawaiian governor. For 5 years, Mililani and I worked in the legislature to get a right to sue bill. That's all, a little civil right. That's all. Not sovereignty, just a little civil right, so we could go into court like everybody else in the state of Hawaii and bring claims against the Department of Hawaiian Homelands and the state of Hawaii for mismanaging our lands, for giving it to the military, as Lili Kala has told you. We were resisted by George Ariyoshi. We were resisted by Governor John Waihe'e, the first Hawaiian governor of this state, who doesn't even pronounce his name correctly. For 5 years, we asked for a right to sue, and we didn't get a right to sue. We got a commission to which we can bring claims so that they, the appointees of the governor, will decide if our Hawaiians should get their land. Bullshit! That's what that is! Bullshit! When I first came here to speak about sovereignty, there were maybe 20 people. People said we were crazy to fight for sovereignty. We were off the wall. We went to the legislature for a right to sue bill. We got nothing. Nothing. Does the Democratic Party support a right to sue bill? No. The state of Hawaii is an agent of the United States of America. They are twinsies. The state is here, America is in D.C. It doesn't matter who is in state office. I have come to learn that painfully. It doesn't matter whether it's a Kapanee, whether it's a Kanaka, whether it's a Filipino. It doesn't matter because they represent the state of Hawaii. Kala Hui Hawaii represents Hawaiians! Hawaiians! I'm not interested in feelings. I have my own feelings. They break my heart. That's what I share with my ohana. But to you, my people, what I say is politics, politics, politics. This march today took years of organizing. Kala Hui Hawaii has worked years to enroll Hawaiians. There are many sovereignty organizations, but there is only one Kala Hui Hawaii. There is only one group that has taken all that time to do a constitution, to enroll citizens. That's what nationhood is. It's government. It's not a feeling. Please don't let people mislead you. People keep saying, I was born sovereign. I was not born sovereign. I was born a colonized woman of color, oppressed in this colony by the United States of Hawaii. I was not born sovereign. I am trying to be sovereign. I'm trying to make a government. We need to understand what is at stake, Hawaiians. What is at stake? It doesn't matter that John Waihe'e lowered the flag. It should be burned to the ground. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that there's a four-day break. It doesn't matter. What matters is who controls the land, the water, the resources, who has a government, who speaks nation to nation. Mililani and I have gone to the Congress to see if we could get around Dan Inouye. Impossible in the Senate. Maybe in the House. Maybe, maybe. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to do politics in the state of Hawaii. All the sovereignty people here who have worked for years know what they do to you when you support sovereignty. They take away your job. They send people to slash your tires. I'm telling you this so you understand what is at stake. George Hellman, Kimo Mitchell, who are part of the in memoriam for this gathering, were murdered. Never believed that they were lost at sea. They were not lost at sea. They were murdered. We just don't know. We can't put the finger on who killed them. You know why Kalahui had so much security today during the march? Because we know we can be killed too. 10 years ago, when there were 20 of us, it didn't matter. They weren't afraid. Why do you think Waihe'e says he supports sovereignty now? Because he's afraid. Why do you think the Office of Hawaiian Affairs is saying they believe in a nation within a nation? I have to laugh. We told them about that idea first. We did, Mililani and I. A nation within a nation. They can't even pronounce the word sovereignty. They don't know how to spell it. The state of Hawaii is an agent of the United States of America. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs is an agent of the state of Hawaii. It's very simple. A, B, C. There's no way we can be sovereign with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. They didn't even support it until all of this outpouring, all of you came forward to say you support it. We need legislation through the Congress of the United States to recognize that we are a native people. They don't even recognize that. We have to go around Dan Inouye. We have to beat him. We have to beat Dan Inouye in office. He needs to get out of office. We need to beat Danny Akaka. Everybody says he's such a nice guy. We don't need nice guys in Congress. He should come home, power ready. What we need is a fighter. We need somebody who is fierce. The age has passed for Hawaiians to be nice. The age has passed for Hawaiians to ho'oponopono. I don't believe in ho'oponopono. I've never practiced it. I don't want to. I believe in fighting to the death. And if we lose, we go down and die and we lose. But I am not making any deals. I am not going to say maybe this, maybe that, or you take the ceded lands. No, I don't recognize that $112 million settlement. And too bad for Clayton Yee, neither does John Waihe'e. He's not paying a penny. Hoka, that's what the Hawaiians say. Hoka to you, the heva you did, oha. Now you have no money. No, I don't recognize the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. I campaigned against them. I worked against them. When we went for the right to sue bill, did they support us? No. The Office of Hawaiian Affairs did not support us. The only reason they talk nation now is because they're afraid. They're afraid. The Democratic Party is afraid, which is actually the same thing as OHA. The state is afraid. This kind of gathering sends a message. The message is many, many people in Hawaii are beginning to be aware of sovereignty. They are beginning to hear Kalahui's voice. They are beginning to think that maybe Hawaiians should get their land back and it should not go to the Hawaiian Homes Commission, appointed by the governor. Hello? That is not democracy. You ever notice that the United States goes around the world bombing other people, telling them that they're not democratic? They should come bomb Waihe'e's house. He's not democratic either. Why don't they send the U.S. Marines to arrest him? He's not democratic. If you believe in democracy, you practice what you believe in. The Hawaiians deserve the right to sue bill, period. We deserve a nation. We deserve land, water, resources. That's the truth, period. That's the truth. None of this negotiation. When John Waihe'e ran for office the first time against Patsy Mink and Cease Heftel and even the Libertarian candidate, they asked him, because we have done such a good job in organizing and bringing to the attention of the press the right to sue bill, they asked him on television, do you support litigation rights for Hawaiians? You know what he said? No. He said, no, I support negotiation. Every other person supported litigation rights, the right to sue bill, Patsy Mink, Cease Heftel, believe it or not, two non-Hawaiians. Waihe'e was elected because he didn't support the right to sue bill. That's the way politics works in the state of Hawaii. I am so proud to be here. I am so proud to be angry. I am so proud to be a Hawaiian. I am so proud to talk to you because it took my whole life to get here. And I'll be damned if I'm ever gonna lie in front of my people.
For many occasions, they wore protective but intimidating masks to war. They were buried in death masks that would shield them on their journey to the afterlife, and for religious ceremonies would wear masks that represented different animals whose spirits were entwined with the gods and conferred a portion of their power onto the wearer. Sort of like a strong king might be in a jaguar mask.
Sobriety is self-defense. They can't confuse me into taking my mask off.
Intoxication is prohibited in all of its forms. This mask that's worn is a part of my uniform. I work my core. Jog around the court where the Olmec ball. No to alcohol. Hawaii's on the premises. I'm known to all. There's an underworld underneath us. Wrestled gargoyles and run down arenas. Iron Man match. You know that I won it. Turtle Island, I'm from it. When my mask is on, something more than a human is summoned. So remember who you are. Remember what you represent. I don't ever pause. I was raised by two Mexicans. I know that I'm a wanted man. The fall of Babylon is all I ever wanted, man. Illegal alien weaponry. 5+ centuries. Bogota the Medellin. My family's built on legacy. Alcohol forbidden. Burpee repetitions. I'm a stolen speculation. My face is hidden. I'm the man behind the mask. This is not a gimmick. This is the voice of those who couldn't tell their story. If it doesn't keep me sober, then it's not for me. Don't offer me endorsements. I don't speak to law enforcement. Tied a rag around my neck. I'm a socialist rebel. See the world through a blue-eyed lens. That's the vision of a devil. In the area where they ask Guadalupe for protection. Days before elections, the Lenca were arrested. Now sipping on the Henny, disconnected from your heritage. Commitment to sobriety, that's where this merit is. Who that bitch out, copper, warrior love. I don't want you on my roster until you sober up. And sobriety ain't a band-aid, it does stop the bleeding. The pyramids are handmade, didn't stop believing. It was us, we built those, the hours put behind it. I was searching for a purpose, I knew that I'd find it. Gave it so much, is it even worth it? Shots from the cuerno hit you harder than that perk did. Chief Tecumseh, the blazing comet. Sobriety was sacred to the Shawnee prophet. Inside Dream Lodge with Khalid Muhammad. Confined behind bars, carved the whole Quran. Scribed it on the wall, said never give your back to the blue-eyed shaitan. And Muslims on the yard, may Allah protect y'all. Hawar's entourage is full of gargoyles. Go ahead, Google us, but we underground. Like the termites eating the wood. We're like the Black Panther Party, homie, feeding the hood. On everything I love, a fucking rodent is the worst for real. A rat informant got the chairman killed. Immortal in spirit, comrade Fred Hampton. A lucha mask is what I'm masking. Gunners on my team and their eyes are slanted. Look up to the cielo, it's a Chinese dragon. Sky realm levels, here's what I imagine. Death is just birth into another planet. Jesus Malverde, the generous bandit. Angel of the poor in Sinaloa's folklore. Ollas made of barro, sitting on the stove. 909, that's the area code. It's love and admiration at every show. We'll see where this goes. The trauma that you hold, liquor won't numb it. If it's terror overseas, the U.S. funds it. If y'all ain't against the U.S., we don't speak the same dialect. Unit commander, I'm the sober pilot. We got the intel to pull America's veil for holding us captive in this American hell. Ni olvido ni perdón with this cuerno that I hold. That's my word, cabrón.